compared to the other guys that are put up there in that category?
Well, for one, we all tall, we all big, we all physical. I think we do our own thing. Mine is yards after the catch, I would say.
Did you get your measurements?
Yes.
What were they?
What, like arm length? Height, 6'2". Weight, 214.
Tennessee's got three receivers here. Just talk about having, you know, a whole receiving core here.
Well, for us, me, Brett, and Swain, we all wanted to bring wide receiver U back to Tennessee. And the only way we could bring him back was with hard work. That's why I think all of us is here right now.
Talk about the pairs that there are in terms of several schools that have brought more than one receiver here. Is there good competition among you guys, the guys from Florida, LSU, Tennessee?
Say that one more time.
Is there good competition here among you guys who have more than one receiver here, like Tennessee, Florida, Ohio State?
Oh, yeah, it's great competition. Ohio State has two. LSU has two. We have three. It's a great honor to be here and just to be on the same playing field with each other and not as, I would say, as a rival right now. We all trying to do the same thing.
For a long time, wide receiver U had a lot of flops in the NFL. What's going to bring it back, and what's the transition to go from being the great college receivers that they've had to the NFL?
For one, just keeping God first, taking it one day at a time, learning everything, learning the system as quickly as possible, and working hard day in and day out. Don't ever give up. I don't know. They probably called my agent, and I told them don't tell me who called.
What teams have spent the most time here with you at the combine interview?
Just about all of them, I would say. Sir? Yes.
You keep it in the first round as a high priority. Are you going to be upset if
not? Say that one more time.
I mean, if you don't get picked in the first round, are you going to be upset? I mean, obviously, you want to go in the first round. How high a priority is that?
It's a high priority for me and my family. It's something that we always talk about. It's always been one of my goals.
Why was there such a big jump in the production? You kind of struggled as a sophomore. This year, you really came on and blossomed. What do you attribute that to?
I attribute it to God, me asking him to come back in my life. My little girl was born. I would say Coach Cutcliffe and Coach Taylor stayed on me. And this year at receiver, we didn't rotate as much.
Did you ask him to come back? Was there a time when you got away?
Yeah, I would say in 05, I went through the spell where I felt like I could do it on my own. And he humbled me and showed me I still run the show. So I had to call him for help.
What happened?
In 05 season, we had a terrible season at Tennessee. And for me, I felt like at times I could have made bigger and better plays at the time, and I didn't make the plays that need to be made. And I knew it was only one person who could help me do that.
Lack of concentration or lack of discipline, or what kept you from making those
plays? It was neither of those two. It was just times in the game, the plays just wasn't made. And that was just not from just me, but from every position. As Brett Smith is like a brother. Him and Swain are like brothers to me. Without those two guys, I probably wouldn't have had the season I had this year, because you couldn't double one of us. And for Brett to play in the slot like he did, it took a lot of pressure off me and Swain. Brett came to work, came to practice ready to work every day. And for one of us, if you see one of us slowing down or something like that, one of us will tell each other, come on, we got to pick it up. Brett's strength as a player? Brett got great hands, run great routes, read coverages well, and he's a coachable player.
Could you but go back and clarify just a minute. You said that it had always been a dream of yours and your family. Did you mean to go in the first round or just to make it to the NFL or bowl?
Both.
Both?
Yes.
First round.
Yes.
So what are your strengths? What's Mitchell's strength?
My strengths are my hands, reading coverages, and my yards after the catch, and I'm a coachable player.
What? How much interest have the Tennessee Titans shown you? Obviously, you're right there, close by in Knoxville. But how much interest have they shown you at the Senior Bowl
here? I haven't been to the Senior Bowl. I'm just a junior.
Okay.
So, far as them showing me any interest right now, they've probably been talking to my agent, but I don't know. I told them, don't tell me.
With guys like Calvin Johnson, and the guys you're competing for the first round spot, how's your relationship with those guys? How well have you gotten to know them?
I got to know Calvin Johnson pretty well at the All-American Awards show. We got to know each other. I haven't have a chance to meet Ted Glenn Jr., but I got a chance to meet with Dwayne Jarrett and Dwayne Bowe and Sidney Rice. All three of us work at the same place, so we all get along pretty good.
Can you talk about why for TDU? I mean, what are some of the visible things here at Tennessee? You know, it's back to Anthony Hancock's and Andy Golf's and Clyde Duncan. How does that affect you guys? How do you know all
of that? For one, you know about it because that's the history of Tennessee. We're known for great running backs and great receivers. We had two great quarterbacks, Peyton and T. Martin. But as far as receivers, if you want to be one of the best receivers or a great receiver, you got to go to where the great play. And a lot of great receivers came out of SEC.
Where are you from? Where's
I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yes.
Was it the attraction of wide playing
wide receiver
Tennessee that attracted you there?
That too, and I wanted to be able to grow up. I wanted to be able to get away from home and try to do things on my own. I figured if I went to OU, or I could always call my mom and ask for help, and she'd be right down the street.
Looking at some different NFL scenarios, would you prefer a situation where you came in and right away you were expected to be the guy, or would you maybe enjoy a situation, say like in St. Louis, where you've got an Isaac Bruce and a Torrey Holt? Come in and still get reps, but learn from players like that?
In my case, you always want to learn because you're never too old to learn. And whatever I can do to help the team win, that's what I'll do.
Why'd you come out? I mean, you were ready?
Yeah. I felt like me and Guy, I took a day of fasting, and I asked Guy for help, and he told me it was time for you to move on.
Okay.